A former top official of the Irish political party Sinn Féin was found fatally shot today in the far northwest of Ireland, several months after he admitted he was a spy for the British Secret Service. Dennis Donaldson was expelled from Sinn Féin in December after he confessed to spying for more than 20 years. He was on the British Secret Service payroll. At the same time, he worked for the party aligned with the Irish Republican Army, which seeks an end to British rule in Northern Ireland. Jerry Moriarty is covering the story for the Irish Times in Belfast. And Jerry, the Irish Prime Minister, Bertie Ahern, is calling this a brutal murder. What happened?
Indeed it was. His body was discovered around tea time tonight in a place called Glenties in County Donegal in the northwest of Ireland. He'd been shot dead, but in addition to that, his body was mutilated, part of his arm was almost severed, according to sources, and it's caused quite a lot of shock waves throughout Ireland.
And the supposition for who would be responsible would, I assume, immediately turn to the IRA?
That is the big question. They immediately said they were not responsible. Sinn Féin leader Gerry Adams also insisted that Republicans were not involved. There are a number of theories, but at this stage, nobody really knows, and it's up to the police in the Republic to try and determine who was responsible. One theory is that this was revenge for Mr. Donaldson because he had acted as a British agent. And the timing of the murder is interesting as well, because on Thursday, the Irish Prime Minister, the Taoiseach Bertie Ahern, and the British Prime Minister, Tony Blair, are coming over to Armagh, which is not too far from Belfast, to try to unveil a plan aimed at trying to restore a power-sharing government to Northern Ireland. That power-sharing government coincidentally collapsed 3 years ago in a row over an issue called Stormontgate, which was the exposing of a spy ring at Stormont. And one of the central figures, oddly enough at the time, was Dennis Donaldson.
Now, this spy ring was a different thing. This was spying within the power-sharing government?
Yes, it was alleged that a little IRA group were spying in the power-sharing government, and that Dennis Donaldson, who was a senior Sinn Féin figure at the time, was one of the IRA spies. But ironically, it emerged just in December past that, in fact, Dennis Donaldson was working as a British agent.
Tell us a bit about how Dennis Donaldson's confession unfolded back in December when he admitted to being a British spy.
At the time, Sinn Féin gave a press conference in Dublin during the day and said that Dennis Donaldson had been expelled from Sinn Féin because he had admitted that he was a spy. That evening on the Irish television station RTE, he gave a very brief interview where he admitted that he had acted as a British agent for 20 years. And throughout Republicanism, people couldn't believe that such a central figure, a figure who was so close to Gerry Adams, had been a spy and that nobody had known.
When we spoke with you back in December, when Dennis Donaldson made his confession that he'd been on the British payroll, you said that you didn't think the IRA would attack him, but that he probably wouldn't be too safe in Belfast. He might have to go somewhere else. And it sounds like that's what he did. He went to the far reaches of Ireland.
He did, but where he went was surprising because Donegal, he went to a very remote, isolated country part of Donegal. And, you know, he was very vulnerable to attack there. To be really safe, he should have left the country or gone very far south, and even then there would be no guarantees. I mean, he was taking his life in his hands. And actually, another tabloid newspaper about 3 weeks ago wrote a story exposing where he lived in Donegal, so it wouldn't have been very difficult to get at him.
Jerry Moriarty, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
Jerry Moriarty is covering the murder of Dennis Donaldson for the Irish Times. He spoke with us from Belfast.